Watch out, there's someone in the back seat. Urban legends, what a crock of shit, huh? And besides, you were in the trunk, not in the back seat, so. How was it, by the way? Better than last time, hmm? Although, I did hit that big pothole a while back. Probably not the best for your tender skull, but the roads around here are just absolute shit. No one wants to pay to fix them, you know? Fucking cheapskate bastards. It's all right, though. Where we're going, we don't need roads. Because we're walking through the forest. Come on. There we go. March. I know what you're thinking. And that I brought you here to end your life. I mean, I do have this lovely little 9mm. Not to mention this big black duffel bag. You're so negative. Maybe we're out here to birdwatch. And the gun is just protection from bears. What? You don't think I have hobbies? I am a multifaceted individual. I'm not just some cold-blooded killing machine. I also enjoy macrame. Okay, not really. I don't even know what macrame is. Do you know? Does anyone? Maybe macrame doesn't exist. It's all a big crafting conspiracy. They brainwash you through chemtrails to believe people do it, but no one ever has or ever will. I should start a podcast. Fuck. All right. What we're doing here. It's not to kill you. I pinky promise. I'm having way too much fun with you, little buddy. You're my partner. I'm hurt that you'd even think such a thing. Look, I almost shed a tear. No. You're here to help me, just like you helped me earlier. Remember your first kill? Yeah, you do. You never forget it. Well, you're gonna help me dispose of him. For good. I know. What is he doing all the way out here in the deep, dark woods? They brought him out here while you were sleeping. I couldn't very well drag his heavy ass and keep an eye on you. No good, I. I'm not great with multitasking. I won't take no for an answer. He was your mess, and now you need to clean him up. Oh, but don't worry. Boss lady's here to help. I'll guide your sweet little hand every step of the way. I won't let you screw it up. Besides, it's not that hard. It's just like butchering a pig. Long pig, they call it. A human meat, you know? So I've heard. Probably just another fucking urban legend. Here we are, in the clearing. Look around. Situate yourself. And tell me what you see. That's right. A fresh grave. Technically, it's just a big hole for now, but We'll get a body in there soon enough. And don't worry. Any hole can become a grave if you try hard enough. But where is the body? I can see you're thinking it. But... oh, why, it's right over there. Tied to that tree. What? And were you expecting someone different? Huh? Oh, I fucking got you. Surprise. We're gonna play. And this time, brand new location. No real cleanup to speak of. No pesky ears listening in. So much better than doing it at home, am I right? I know what you're thinking, but she's alive. Barely, but think of it like being in a coma. Oh, don't worry your pretty little head. She won't feel a thing. With that in mind, it's your job to finish her off. Then we can dispose of her together, and if you do a good enough job, ice cream sundae party at my place. Just think about it. I've got hot fudge, sprinkles, whipped cream in a can. Fuck yeah. It's pretty funny that you even fell for it, you know? Thinking we were gonna cut up that other guy? You offed him like a week ago. You really think I'd keep a body around that long? I mean, have you ever seen a cadaver that far into decomp? It's all bloating and gases and liquefaction. Oof. You'd have the stink on you for days. Nah, you gotta get him fresh. Hence, our little Susie Q over there. Fresh as they come. Oh, I know. You're all deep in your feels, I can tell. You don't want to harm a poor defenseless girl. She has a vagina. She's special. Who said chivalry's dead? I knew this would happen, so I planned ahead. I'm gonna make this easy for you. You're gonna pop this syringe into her eye socket and depress the contents into her little brain. It's Drano, by the way. Figured we might as well try it before we buy it with the zombie slave thing. And if you don't, well, I could always threaten to inject it into you, but knowing that pathetic empathy of yours you keep clinging to, you'd probably tell me to do it. You'd probably beg me to, just so you can play the martyr and save the princess. But then you'd never get that sundae party. What kind of monster would I be to deprive you of that? Don't worry. I could see it in your sad eyes that you're worrying. But I thought of a great solution. If you don't do exactly as I tell you, I'll just hunt down the person you hold most dear and put it in them and make you watch. Oh shit, you'll be so mad. And I'll do it too. Oh, I fucking will. Slowly. Don't worry though. I'll cut off a couple of their fingers for you. That way you can have something to remember them by. Hey, I'm nothing if not generous. So, make your choice. Either way, someone dies. And this one? She's not long for this world as it is. Come on, do her a favor. Help end her suffering. Here, I'll loosen this restraint for you. Give you a free hand. If you make a run for me, I'll shoot out your kneecaps. And then I'll take you home. And we can play doctor. So, don't think about it. I could tell you were. You big goof. So come on. Time for the Jeopardy theme. If you haven't done it by the time the clock runs out, I'll do it for you. And then I'll do the love of your life, whoever that might be. Ooh, the Daily Double. here we go. Oh, shit. Go into the light. Fuck. You stupid asshole. She was just unconscious. She would have been fine. Oh, fuck. You really got it in there. Oh, she's seizing. Damn. You still think it's gonna work? Oh my god. We could have a zombie on our hands? That would be great. I would never have to clean the bathroom again. Oh, fuck. Pink foam. That's not good. Yeah, I think you might have put it in too far. Yeah. She's done for. Well, damn! Still, not too shabby. Points for enthusiasm, but you missed the whole enslaving brain zombie process. You kind of went straight to dead, which is just... I mean, you're learning, granted, but it's more about the journey than the destination, you know? Learn to stop and smell the roses. Work the needle in slowly. Get some foreplay going. I'll give it a 3 out of 5. Hey, don't look so glum. That's really not bad for only your second kill. You've got a lot of potential. All right. Here, up against a tree. Nice and tight. You know, I'm feeling generous. Since you went so gung-ho with the killing, I'm gonna let you sit this one out. The disassembly process. You just have to promise to watch and take notes. Keep them all nice and tidy up in that little head of yours. It's important stuff. You never know. There's going to be a pop quiz. All right. First, you want to get out your materials. You got your gloves, your sheeting, hacksaw. Shears. Yeah. You want to make sure you keep this stuff well taken care of. No leaving it sitting out covered in blood or rusting in a bag somewhere. Dull blades make for slow work, which is not only tiring, it ups your chances of getting caught. Are you listening? Good. Now, You're going to want to go for the joints. Connective tissue is tough, but it's softer than cutting through a bone. You're not going to get sick, right? Because that'll really put a damper on the Sunday party. I hate eating ice cream alone, you know? Party one. That's some sad shit. So, suck it up, buttercup. It's just a little afternoon at the abattoir, and the next thing you know, we'll be knee-deep in cookies and cream. And after that, sky's the limit. Hey, do you know anything about bomb making? No reason. All right. Let's get started.